hampered by injuries, and that will continue tonight. So the old rivalry between Auburn and Fall City, as it is many times, looks one-sided on paper, but you just never know. We will see what the Tigers can muster tonight in their final home game of the regular season. I had a chance to visit with the coaches, Tony Jansen of the Auburn Bulldogs, and, of course, Jack Bangert for the Fall City Tigers. You'll hear from the coaches, get their thoughts on tonight's game, coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey, everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
It's time now to visit with the coaches. We begin tonight with the visitors, Coach Tony Jansen, the Auburn Bulldogs, who are on the road to Falls City tonight. Coach, 5-2 at this point of the season, a couple of games left here in the regular season for your Bulldogs. Overall, are we happy with where the Bulldogs are at?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is I just like the progression that we're seeing. You know, we weren't playing quite where we wanted to in non-district play, and you never are, but there were just some things that we really didn't want to have happening at that point in the way we were playing. But, gosh, our guys have done a great job, you know, taking our weaknesses that we had early in the season in non-district play, building on those, and really in some situations making them strengths. And, you know, two biggest areas that we've seen ourselves come along, I think, is we've become a lot more physical football team as years went on, and that's something we always want to hang our hat on. And then just playing great team football, everyone understanding their role, trusting the guy next to them. We've taken huge strides in that, and when you do that, that just really increases your chances of having success. So that's been fun to see.
The only two losses to teams that are ranked in the top 10 in C1, although you don't like losses, those quality teams you've been playing throughout the year. Earlier this year, you had a couple different quarterbacks you were using. Are you still doing some of that, or you switched to one guy mainly?
At this point, we have one quarterback, Trayvon Shaw. He's doing a great job there. We liked both those guys in those situations, and they both provided great sets of attributes for us that for us to be successful. Right now, Nixon is not suited for us due to injury, but still a big part of our team as well. But, no, that's where we're sitting at in the quarterback scenario right now.
The last couple of weeks, Tate Hugg's been on a real roll, 200-plus yards each of the last two games. Nearing 1,000 for the season, which is a nice milestone to reach, and that means things are going well up front with the big boys.
Yeah, you know, starting off with Tate, like you said, he's put in the work, had a great summer, committed to what he's doing there to get better, and then he's another one that's really improved throughout the year. Find that little bit of extra physicality in the way he runs, finishing runs, and you know, taking what the line gives and then getting that little extra, or in those scenarios where it's not there, which happens, making his own yards. He's really improved in that area. And then, as you mentioned, our line is doing a great job, I feel like, getting good push. really understanding our schemes, working well together, and they're doing a great job up there. And all throughout, I think our team's doing a good job blocking. Our receivers have really improved at perimeter blocking. It just, you know, it takes a team to be able to run the ball, but I think we got the guys to do that. You know, we got other guys, Brant Glitzio, he comes in, he's running well as well. So I think our running game is really hitting its stride right now.
How about the other side of the ball on defense? Are you happy with that side right now?
Absolutely. Our defense is playing great team football as well. Again, guys understand their role, accepting their role, trusting the guy next to them. You have to have that to play good team defense. If anyone freelances, you start to have issues. And then playing physical on that side of the ball as well, which obviously is vital for defense. So really pleased with the way the defense is playing.
Fall State Tigers at home with their final home game of the season tonight. They're a very young football team. They've taken some lumps this year, but we know they'll be ready to play tonight against Auburn.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like you said, you know, first of all, it's a rivalry game, so you know you've got that little extra incentive there for them. And like you said, it being the last home game, that's always provides a little extra spark as well. So we know it's going to be a physical football team. We know we're going to be playing a team that's ready to go, so we're excited for the opportunity.
And what are your concerns about the Tigers when they're on offense?
Well, we just got to make sure, you know, when they're on offense that we're sound in tackling. We got to make sure the first guy there makes a good tackle and then we rally to the ball. And if we do that, we think we have a good chance to be successful there.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Welcome back to our pregame showtime now to visit with Fall City Tiger coach Jack Banger as Fall City gets ready to host the Auburn Bulldogs here tonight. Coach, let's start with this. It's the final home game of the season tonight, and you have a walking medical unit right now, it sounds like. but I want to talk about your seniors. We've done this some this year, but it's their final home game. I don't know how many of them are going to be available tonight. There's not very many, and you got some of them hurt. But it's their final home game, which is always a special time for those kids, and especially for this group who you have told us how much you think of them this year.
Yeah, you know, these guys really are special. You know, I have nothing but the utmost respect for those four seniors. They've done everything we've asked. They've been great leaders. You know, Kellen McAfee could barely bend over to pick up his pads after the game last Friday and was still playing at the end. His back is super messed up. You know, I was teasing him. I said, you're going to have to get Grandpa Fred's cane out here to help you get around, man, because he was a mess, but he never complains. He wants to play. If you're going to build a program and you want leaders to show what it is to be young men of character and just toughness, couldn't ask for four better guys. And, you know, it stinks, you know, that our record isn't better than what it is, but in the end, what really matters is those kind of things. Those are the things that are going to take those young men a long way in life. I'll tell you what, if I'm employing somebody, I'm looking for those four, because they've shown the ability to battle through adversity, to battle through tough situations, and I can't say enough about them. Just great kids, hard workers, and really setting the tone for what we want Tiger football to be moving forward for our young kids.
Well, sure, we wish those young men well. Auburn comes in here. They're a team that they're improving as the season goes along, which is what you want as a coach. And it's just, you know, they have some good athletes. You're going to have to find a way to stop them tonight. Their run game has been really good the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I think Auburn, you know, is athletic. There can be multiple, which is a little different than Lincoln Christian, who's just going to – they do what they do. So our kids are going to really have to be able to adjust. Now, the nice thing is we get them game eight, so we do have some playing experience, you know, for these kids. But anytime you got the young ones, they just don't have the experience as the older kids. But that's fine. I think it's just going to be a good challenge for us. It's Auburn, so our kids will be fired up to play that game and ready to go. So I think it's just staying composed, playing hard, you know, doing your assignment, having good eye discipline defensively. Offensively, it definitely a struggle. I mean, when you have as many injuries as we have, I think it really hurts your offense almost more than your defense, because your offensive line, you got guys playing out of position that haven't played together much, and then if you're kind of your team goes as your offensive line goes. We did pass protect well with our second guys last week, but the thing is, and you got to be careful, because if you're throwing, you know, 40 passes a game, you're slowing that game down and then, you know, giving teams more opportunities to attack you. So it really is a fine line to walk as a play caller and as a coaching staff to try to give our kids the best chance to win, but also not allow it to snowball. And I think that's kind of where we're at, and really keeping kids playing hard and positive. And I think that's the big thing, and that's where I'm really happy with our kids. I mean, our practices are good. The kids are in good spirits. They're playing hard. That's the main thing moving forward.
Well, you have to have an offensive line to be competitive on that side of the ball. You also have to have a quarterback. And tonight, going into this ball game, but you basically have there's a great big question mark, right?
Well, I mean, Tate's still healthy. Tate Wilcox will start for us. He started the first game of the year. You know, we lost Blakely to concussion, so he's out. But I have full confidence in Tate. He probably played his best game at quarterback last week. He was smart. He was efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Did all the things we needed him to do. The trick is we got to keep him upright, because if he goes down, basically we had three quarterbacks going into the season. Two of them are out, and so we're down to Tate, and then we had to work this week to get two more ready. And you might be saying, well, why do you only have three? Well, when you have 33 guys on your roster, you can only afford to have so many quarterbacks, because you got to fill all the other spots. So Wyatt Oberding had played some quarterback in middle school. I don't think if Wyatt gets in there, you're going to see Air Oberding happen. But what he can handle it, and he's a leader. I mean, he's an alpha dog for us, so we have full confidence in him and doing it if he needs to. But he's just only going to be able to do so much and learn so much in two or three days of practice.
All right. Coach, with that, we'll wish you well and see what happens tonight with the Bulldogs.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Tiger Coach Jack Bainer. We'll be back with more of a pregame show, Auburn Falls City, the Peru State College Game of the Week. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
From Jug Brown Stadium, the Fall City Tiger Marching Band, and our national anthem here before kickoff tonight between the Auburn Bulldogs and the Fall City Tigers. You know, I'm John Nix, along with Troy Nelson, as we get set for a Class C1 battle tonight here between the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Troy, it is cool here tonight.
Oh.
The big coats are coming out. A lot of people still running around in short pants, but they're kind of bundled up, and the wind makes it a little chilly.
Yeah, again, for October, middle of October, beautiful fall evening. You got your trees a little bit changing the leaves and a little bit of a wind, but, you know, the flags are moving a little bit, but not a great deal.
I don't expect we're going to see a lot of passing in this ball game tonight anyway.
Right.
So we'll probably see lots of running. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters for tonight on the offense. Go with the offense here. Troy, we'll do the visitors first, the Bulldogs from Auburn. Coach Tony Jans tonight, he gave me a list of players that will probably get in the game tonight in addition to the starters. Starting the backfield at quarterback, Traven Shaw, 180-pound junior. Tate Hug, a 205-pound senior. We'll see Brent Galicia back there at times, 170-pound sophomore as well. On the end tonight, Ryland Bellstorff, 175 and a senior. Maverick Binder, 165-pound junior. We'll see Peyton Bowden in there tonight, 170-pound junior as well. And among the front, and this is what's good. We had Auburn the very first game of the season up at Boys Town. They've got the same starting five offensive linemen, and this year, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
No injuries.
Well, keep them all healthy. There you go.
Not significant injuries, so they've still got them intact. Wyatt Rowell, a 250-pound senior, a left tackle. Left guard Blake Allen, 210 and a senior. Austin Levine, a 210-pound senior and center. The right guard is 185-pound senior Brian Gertis, and at the right tackle, Eli Alberry, a 220-pound junior tonight. That's the Auburn offense.
All right, for the Auburn defense then, I'm just going to go down the list here. Number two, Ryland Bolstorff, your defensive back. Number six, Brenton Wenzel, defensive back. Number seven, Brant Galizia, defensive back. Number 11, Maverick Binder, defensive back. Number 12, Tate Hogg, linebacker. Number 51, Eli Alberry, defensive line. 52, Cole Clark, defensive line. Number 59, Braden Gertis, defensive line. 70, Wyatt Rowell, defensive line. 71, Austin Levine, defensive line. 72, Blake Allen, linebacker.
For the Tigers, head coach Jack Banger's offense will include this group tonight. Up front, Jackson Strauss, a tight end, 185 and a senior. Out on the other end, we'll see Wyatt Overdeen, 170-pound junior. We expect to see also tonight maybe some Mason Collier. He is and they're at end tonight. Mason didn't get his height and weight in there. Mason is a 165-pound freshman for the Tigers. Isaac Frederick, he'll be in the backfield and an in 770-pound sophomore. In the backfield, starting quarterback listed tonight is Tate Wilcox, 160-pound sophomore. I see that Blakely Sells is suited up and was throwing in warm-up, so whether or not he plays, we'll see. He got dinged up a couple of weeks ago, so we'll see if he goes tonight. Daniel Hollins in the backfield, 170-pound junior, 35-pound junior. Robert Gilkerson, 178, a junior. He'll be in the backfield as well. And up front, Stephen Fields, a left tackle, 225 and a senior. Zane Ebel, a 220-pound junior at left guard. Kemper Foster moves over to center, a 235-pound junior. Derek Helmick, 195-pound junior at the right guard and the right tackle. Brock Niedfeld, a 200-pound freshman, starting on that offensive line tonight for the Tigers.
All right, and your defense for the Tigers, number 2, Tate Wilcox will be a cornerback. Number 8, Tegan Alexander will be a linebacker. 12, Isaac Frederick will be a linebacker. 15, Daniel Hollins will be a cornerback. 16, Caleb Zulkowski will be a safety. 17, Wyatt Oberding will be a linebacker. 19, Jackson Strauss, linebacker. 22, Robert Gilkerson, linebacker. 54, Zane Ebel will be your nose tackle. 64, Derek Helmick, defensive end. And 67, Stephen Fields, defensive end.
Tigers won the toss. They will receive the ball to start the ball game. They're in the locker room warming up. While we're getting ready for the kickoff to come up here, we'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partner superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Jug Brown Stadium, where we are getting set for the contest. I'm going to do introductions of the starters for both teams here yet. Tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station, the South Holt Knights are taking on the Rockport Blue Jays up in Rockport tonight. Randy Gatula is over there with Lucas Fresco bringing you that action. Before we get this one started, we'll tell you next week we'll have the Tigers on the air here on KTNC again as they travel out to their next opponent out to Raymond Central next Friday night, their last road game of the year, last game of the year for the Tigers. Auburn's Bulldogs 5-2. They've only lost to two top 10 teams in the state, Wahoo and also to Ashland Greenwood. If they win tonight, they clinch their district title and will automatically qualify for the playoffs. And we'll see. They're hoping maybe they can get a home game, even with a couple of losses. Of course, they got a game next week with another rival for them in the Nebraska City's Pioneers. So they got a couple of those old rivalry games they got to get through here and try to get that. But wins would certainly help their chances for really getting a home game.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, in that Randy and I were talking about this last night. In Class D, you know, you take the top 32, but when you got A, B, and C, it's the top 16 team. So, yeah, they need two more victories to make it even a better chance for them.
Yeah, certainly do. The two teams coming in here, and I think this is the second. No, I think we played 2 years in a row in Auburn, maybe. I probably lose track. But when I was talking, the schedule changed this year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it worked. I think maybe this is Auburn's second year in a row here. I don't remember for sure. But anyway, the schedule's worked out kind of odd at different times this year with where teams
right.
are playing. So we'll see how it is here tonight. And again, back here at Jug Brown, it's all refurbished, new turf, everything else that's here. So certainly a beautiful place for a high school football game. Fall has officially arrived here. A cool night at Jug Brown as we get ready to go here. As I said earlier, Troy, I don't think we're going to see a lot of throwing the football tonight.
Right. You know, at Fall City struggling with their injuries and moving their quarterbacks around and different players in different positions. I would agree with you for the first half. We'll just see a lot of running. Now, again, I don't know a whole lot about Auburn, but, again, I think they've got a second-string quarterback in as well, don't they? So maybe...
No.
All right, I thought...
And now, the
second, who was their second-string quarterback, Nixon Liguori,
right.
is out, so
yep.
he's got an injury. So they've interested tonight. Their Tate Hugg, their running back, he's had over 200 yards each of the last two games for the Bulldogs, and he's about 160 yards tonight to get to 1,000 on the season. When we talk about 1,000-yard seasons, we start talking about NFL teams and stuff anymore. You go, well, they're playing 17 games, 1,000 yards isn't that much. High school, 8-9 games, 1,000 yards, a lot of running yards.
Okay, yes.
They're introducing the Tigers. They're running out of the smoke down here to the north of us. While they're continuing to do that, we'll take another 60-second break. Be back in the kickoff coming up on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Jug Brown Stadium, the Tigers have been introduced. Is that smoke? What is that? It's not smoke.
Well, that's off their machine they had down there in the end zone,
yeah.
So whatever you want to call it.
Whatever it is, it looks like smoke. It's clear in the stadium now, and what wind there is helping that out of here anyway.
Yeah.
Well, the Tigers are doing it upright here, and they will get the ball to start the ball game tonight here as Auburn will be kicking off. The kicker for the Bulldogs, Jude Campbell, 140-pound senior. Going back deep for the Tigers on one side is going to be Isaac Frederick. Also back on the near side will be Strauss and the up men, Overdeen, Wyatt Overdeen. I can't see who's on that far side. Tigers will go right to left, south to north here in the first quarter tonight. And we're ready to boot it away here.
I think you got Robert Gilkerson on the far side.
Jude Campbell approaches the ball at the 40. Tee it up and we're underway. It's a good long kick coming down at the 10-yard line. Coming up with it will be the Tigers and get to the outside past the 40. Get into the 45 and the 50 and knocked down from behind. An excellent return over there for the Tigers. That was Frederick on the return and starts out at his own 10 and returns at about 43 yards.
That was a pretty good return there by your sophomore Isaac Frederick. Just taking it up the right side and breaking a couple tackles and crossing midfield.
spot the ball at the Auburn 47-yard line for the Tigers as they have their first possession of the ball game underway here. And it's going to be on the far right side hash mark. First down and 10. They'll line him up in the pistol set with the quarterback, Tate Wilcox, sophomore. Here comes a blitz, hands off. They hit the running back in the backfield. He gets away and down to the 40-yard line, and he got by the blitzer, carrying the ball that time. Daniel Hollins, the junior, did a good job trying to get out of that backfield.
Yeah, like you said, he did a great job getting forward, and he's tackled by Wyatt Rowell.
Gain of about 7 on the play. Auburn with 4, making 5 down linemen. And then they play off the ball about 6 yards with everybody else. Split man to the near left side, 2 of them for the Tigers. Wilcox calling the count. Back on his right side and 1 behind him. And he'll turn. He will give the ball off and nowhere to go for Hollins this time. He'll be dropped back at the 44-yard line. And he'll bring up 3rd down and about 7 to go.
Your defensive lineman senior again, Wyatt Rowell, getting in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
It's a loss of about 3, maybe 4 on the play. We'll call it 3rd down. Fox says 3rd and 6, so that's what we'll go with. Split right, slot right on 3rd and long now for the Tigers. Wilcox, same formation, a back on his side and 1 behind him. Calling the long count, looking around here. Now he's set. Here comes the blitzer again. Option to the left. Wilcox keeps it. Turns in and caught. A flag comes in late as he's tackled about a yard short of the first down, but a flag coming in from behind, and it's going to be against Auburn.
Wow. Brenton Wenzel coming up from his defense's back position to grab the shoestrings of Tate Wilcox and bring him down.
Wilcox is going to get 5, and then we're going to attack on penalty yardage.
Is
he called a horse collar?
I didn't see it, but it's a 15-yarder.
A personal foul, but I didn't see...
Face mask.
Personal foul on the board. So the Bulldogs give up a 15-yard penalty against Ball City there. And the Tigers will have it first and 10 at the 26-yard line. 10:07 to play, opening period. Near side left hash mark, 2 ends to the right side. Wilcox runs and hands it off. Now he reverses, gets the ball away, and coming to the near left side with the ball again is Hollins. Hollins will be inside the 25 to, I guess, put him right on the 25. He'll get a gain of 1 on the play.
Gerdes and Allen escorting Hollins out of bounds for that 1-yard gain.
Well, it looked like he did better than that, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
He ran a long ways to the short side of the field. 2nd down and 10, or 9 for the Tigers. Mason Collier wide to the right for Fall City. I believe that's Strauss in the slot. And now quarterback going to roll. Wilcox looking. A flag goes down to throw up the field and high up in the air and off the hands of the receiver intended for Strauss. They got a hold against the Tigers, and that occurred way back behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Galizia in on the coverage there for the Bulldogs. That ball was thrown pretty high. Galizia wasn't going to get to it as Strauss stretched out as far as he could and tried to bring it down, but incomplete.
That flag was thrown at the 31-yard line. They're going to mark it back. That was 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark it all the way back at the 40. So now it's going to bring up a 2nd down, or the 40. They have to get to the 16. 2nd and 24 for the Tigers. Hand the ball ahead and nowhere to go this time for Daniel Hollins. He's stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. He'll bring up 3rd down and long.
We got about 3 white jerseys on the pile there. We got Rowell and Galizia. Who else was on piling there, John? Quite a few white jerseys at the line of scrimmage.
Probably also in there could have been
Allen,
Cole Clark, maybe.
But no gain on the carry.
Saw Auburn, last time I saw them, I believe, was early in the year, the first game of Boys Town. Boy, their defensive line was dominant that night. All right, split man to either side of the field on 3rd and 23 from the 40.
Tate Wilcox back through the screen underneath. Ball is caught. Hollins moving up the field. He'll be inside the 35 and down to about the 33-yard line. A gain of about 7 on the play, and he'll bring up fourth down and long for Fall City.
Frank Galizia in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Well, you're too close to punt here for the Tigers from the 33-yard line where they'll spot the ball. Well, they're huddled up all the way back out of the 45-yard line. Here they come over the ball. Placed in the center of the field between the hash marks. Wilcox with a single back behind him. Two receivers left, one wide to the right. A slot man out there on that right side as well. So twin receivers. Wilcox letting that play clock run down here. Fall City wants to shorten the game as much as they can. And this is one way of doing it. Now they set. Fourth down and 16. Wilcox back. Throws the right flat. Complete at the 30. 25 and dunked. Over there on the far side. Let's see who gets up. That's Wyatt Overdeen on the catch. They'll move the ball from the 33 and they'll spot it down to the 25. It's an 8-yard pickup, but well short of the first down. And the Tigers give up the ball on downs.
Brant Galizia in on the shoestring tackle there of Overdeen.
So Auburn takes over at their own 25-yard line. First down and 10. 7:57 to go here in quarter number one. Two receivers right, one split wide left for the Bulldogs. And they throw a slant, and it's caught. A one-handed grab by Belsor, and he is off to the races on the left sideline, and he is going to score. What a catch.
Man.
A little slant. The pass was behind him by Traven Shaw, but a terrific one-handed grab and a 75-yard touchdown pass on Auburn's first offensive play of the game. Just like I said, Troy, we're not going to see a lot of pass in this ball game.
Yeah, there you go.
Auburn strikes big on the very first play of the game offensively. Now, they will try to kick the extra point here. I believe that is Jude Campbell in there to kick it away. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is right down the pipe. 7-0 Auburn, 7:46 to go in the first period. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City, Judd Brown Stadium. The scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. CJ Kirtasha or Weston. In the first quarter, with 7:46 left on the clock, a 75-yard pass from Auburn's quarterback Shaw to Bellisdorf completes a one-play 75-yard drive, and Campbell came in for the traditional PAT to make the score 7-0. Auburn.
Jude Campbell ready to kick it off here in the first quarter of our Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC. Campbell approaches the ball, teed up, hits a high end-over-end kick, and it's going to be coming down here. Again, back up the field with it comes Frederick.
And a flag.
Auburn with better coverage this time.
Got a flag back here at the 40.
Way up.
Okay, now up at the 30.
Just take it and throw wherever you want. Sure,
yeah.
That's fine. See what the call is. Well, the Tigers got it out to the 24. It was a pretty short return, well covered that time of the Bulldogs. They had plenty of time with the hang time to get down there. But
holding
got
Tigers.
Holding against Fall City. That's going to back them up in a hole. Their second holding call of this first quarter. So the Tigers will take over first and 10 now, all the way back at their own 14-yard line. 7:37 in the first quarter. 7-0 Bulldogs. Tate Wilcox will bring the Tigers over the football. down toward that south end zone. Overdeen field this time with it. He's the blocking back. Wilcox going to keep it. Run straight ahead, and he didn't get much, maybe a yard on that play right over the left tackle and guard.
It looks like we got Lance Binder in on the tackle there for the Bulldogs.
So second down and nine now.
Tackle led for the Bulldogs by number 70, Wyatt Brown.
Tigers, orange tops, great big black numbers. Auburn in the white road uniforms. Pretty darn nice sized red numbers, which we appreciate.
Very much. Better than last night.
That's what I heard. All right, here we go again. Wilcox is behind the center. Behind him is Frederick. On second and nine, man in motion will be Strauss. Quarterback broken play. Quarterback turned to hand it off. And I think it looked like the back went to perhaps a different hole than where the quarterback thought he was going. And no gain on the play for Tate Wilcox.
Levine on the tackle there for Auburn.
Wilcox started the first game of the season for the Tigers and has played some here the last couple weeks with Sells being out with a concussion. But still there's going to be a little rust. He didn't practice there much all season. So now it'll be Overdeen to the left of the quarterback, and behind him, once again, for the Tigers, will be Isaac Frederick. High snap, up to get it, and hand it off. Running the right side will be Frederick.
Frederick
got short yardage again. About a yard is all. It'll bring up fourth down and long for the Tigers.
Blake Allen
with
the tackle for Auburn.
The Tigers now in punt formation. Tate Wilcox is the punter for the Tigers. Back deep for the Bulldogs is going to be Ryland Dahlstorff. Standing at his own 1 yard line is Wilcox. And again, the Tigers waiting for those play clocks to run down here. We're down to 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Tigers punting for the first time tonight. Oh, it's a high snap. Wilcox up to get it, and he got it away just in time.
Not a good one, but he had to rush it, and it's going to go out, maybe get back. Maybe they would have a first down off that punt.
Punt out to the right side, and again, the snap kind of floated back there.
Got up into that wind that's blowing at about 15 miles an hour and pushed it back a little bit.
And, oh boy, we're going to spot the ball.
Oh, geez. They're spotting it around the 17-yard line.
That's good. Troy, that's it. They're going to call it the 18. That's a 2-yard punt.
That's a 2-yard, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, not. Again,
all
not
right.
A good snap. Them got a little high and got into the wind, and there you have it.
Auburn ball at the Fall City 18-yard line. Option to give the ball off. They hand it to Hug, and Tate Hug didn't find much running room that time. The Tiger defense said not so fast running this right side.
You got Steven Fields and Daniel Hollins in on the tackle for the Tigers.
No gain on the play. That's the only the second play of the ball game for Auburn. Traven Shaw runs over, gets the play call. Coach Tony Jansen over there roaming the sideline for the Bulldogs. Split two men left, one to the right. Quarterback Shaw in the pistol, Hug behind him. He'll give it to Hug, and Hug's got a hole off the right side, stretches inside the 10, down very close to the 5-yard line. It'll be a first down and goal, and we'll call it the 6-yard line.
Looks like we got Keegan Alexander in on the tackle that time for the Tigers.
First down, Auburn. They're over the ball, ready to go, right hash mark. And a nice set, and hand the ball to Hug, and Tate Hug goes into the end zone from 6 yards out, and the Bulldogs are on the board again, leading it now 13-0 with 4:08 to go in quarter number one. 3-play drive that time, so Auburn is scoring quickly, and in to kick the ball, the extra point will be once again Jude Campbell for the Bulldogs. Snap. A little off. They get it down. Good job by Traven Shaw. The kick is up, and the kick is good, and it's 14-0 Auburn. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jack Brown Stadium. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. CJ Katosh in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 4:08 left in the first quarter, a 6-yard run by Haug for Auburn. Scored 3 plays, 18 yards. Campbell for the PAT, 14-0 Auburn.
Campbell ready to boot it away from the 40 again, and he hits it long and deep down to the 5-yard line. That should be Frederick coming back with the ball again. And he's on the right side across the 30-yard line this time. Another nice return by the Tigers.
Landon Krause in on the tackle that time for the Bulldogs.
So I think they're going to set the ball down, well, somewhere. Let's see. 32, maybe? Eventually, the referee will set that ball down somewhere.
Eventually.
There we go. 31.5. I'm good with that. We'll call it the 32. Ball City on their own side of midfield, trailing 14-0, 4 minutes to go, first quarter here at Jug Brown Stadium tonight. Tate Wilcox in the pistol with two backs with it, runs and hands the ball off, and a cut up the field for a short yardage this time for the Tiger ball carrier. He gets knocked down by about four defenders as he made that move across. That was Hollins on the carry for the Tigers.
On the tackle there, we got Gertis. And we got Allen.
Gain of a yard on the play. Brings up second down and 9 now for the Tigers. Ball's on the near side, left hash mark here. Overdeen on the right hip of the quarterback. Behind him is Hollins. Two receivers left this time. Watching that play clock. Countdown here. Now ready. Wilcox takes a snap. Goes off on the right side. A nice move in the backfield by Hollins. He gets to the corner. Can't get turned all the way upfield. He'll be out across the 35 to around the 36. He'll pick up about 3 yards on the play, it looks like.
Ryland Belsdorf getting Hollins on the far sideline for the tackle.
Bring up third down and 6 now for Fall City. Tiger coach Jack Banger out to meet his quarterback partway. Gives him the next play. Sure, nice when they play on this side of the field, isn't it, Troy?
Yeah. Get down here, we can see it better.
All right, Tigers watching the play clock run. And two receivers left again. Two men in the backfield with the quarterback. Tate Wilcox fakes right, turns left, running for his life. Now hit in the backfield. And I think that was an opportunity to throw it.
It was
a pass play called, I believe, and he just couldn't get away from the defense in time.
It looked like when he rolled out, he wanted to lift the ball up and throw it, but again, there's too many white jerseys in the way, and Austin Levine brings him down for a sack.
It will go from third and 6 to fourth down and 14. A loss of 8 on the play. Sack by the Auburn defense. And again, Wilcox in there to punt it away. Better snap. Oh, and he just got it off again. They're just running in there from that left side of the defense.
But it takes an Auburn bounce.
Ball hit and back up the field, back to Tiger territory. It hit just on the Auburn side of midfield and bounced back into Tiger territory at about the 48-yard line. 14-0, Auburn with the lead and the football with a minute 25 to go here in quarter number 1. Ball to Fall City, 48-yard line, a minute 25 to go. First period. Quarterback in the gun, pistol. Behind him, Tate Hug. He carried it 3 times on the last drive and got a score. This time he carried it straight. Oh, he just ran over the top of a tackler. Tackler did everything right. He went down low. He was squared up, and Tate hugged. He hit him. Only problem with Troy, he hit him in the hips and just went over backwards.
Like you said, he was positioned just right. Zane Ebel coming up and getting the tackle for the Tigers.
Got just exactly 10 yards on the play. And now, on the right side, going to keep it on the ground. And Hug is just running like he's possessed. He'll move it all the way down to the 29-yard line and gain a 9 more.
So Kowski's coming up from his safety position, putting the first hit in down low. But again, he's leaning forward for a couple more yards.
Shaw goes over, gets the play for 2nd and 1. Bulldog football at the Tiger 29-yard line. Split man to either side of the field, double tight end set. Motion man going across. And a little jet sweep, give the ball off there to Bellstorff. He tried to turn the corner, defended well, but the Tigers, if he could get the first down, but they played it pretty well. He stopped at the 26-yard line, a gain of 3.
Fields and Wilcox in on the tackle that time for Fall City.
Auburn's got it in high gear right now as they're ready to go again. Now they got the chain set over on the far side. Eye set, quarterback under center. Hug and eye back, straight ahead he goes. Inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. Gain of about 4 more.
Ian Sulkowski doing a good job getting down low and Oberding hitting him high and bringing him down.
14-0, Auburn with the lead after one quarter tonight here at Jig Brown Stadium. That's the end of the period. We'll be back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-0 Auburn after one quarter here at Jake Brown Stadium tonight. Tigers on the defense. The Bulldogs have it. 2nd and 5. 2nd and 5 here from the Tiger 22-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left for Treven Shaw, the quarterback in the pistol this time. He'll hand the ball off to Maverick Binder. He'll run the pretty much the middle, kept it between the tackles, and he'll be inside the 20 and down to about the 17-yard line, a gain of 5, just what he needed for the first down.
So Kowski and Alexander in on the tackle, and Auburn in this hurry-up offense trying to make up time.
Twins right. But they hand the ball off straight ahead. Ooh, a big hit by the Tigers there. And going down in the backfield is Brant Galicia, the sophomore.
I think that was Zulkowski again coming in and putting the hit up high this time.
Gain of about 3 on the play for Auburn. Bring up a 2nd and 7 now. This time they'll huddle it up. Good change of pace. Boy, it looks like there's a lot of Bulldogs out there, doesn't it? 3, 4, 5, 6, and I guess just what they need. Turn, hand the ball off. Binder sweeping the right side of the 10 to the 5, and into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, Auburn. Auburn with a 15-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder. So the Bulldogs extend their lead out now to 20-0. With a touchdown to the north end zone here to start the second quarter. Jude Campbell in there to kick it away on the extra point. Shaw is the holder. Snap is good. The kick is up and against the wind. It's good again. 21-0 Auburn, the lead here with 11-12 to go in the period. back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Thomas Memorial Track and Field here in Falls City. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Here in the second quarter, Auburn scores again with 11-12 left on a 15-yard run by Binder. They capped a 7-play, 48-yard drive. Campbell puts the PAT in to make it 21-0, Auburn.
Ready to boot it away once again for the Bulldogs. Jude Campbell approaches the ball. It's a low liner this time, and it's caught at about the 17-yard line. Coming up the field is going to be Jackson Strauss across the 30 and out to about the 32-yard line. Pretty good return for the Tigers.
We got three white jerseys taking the tackle there. Belsdorf, Levi Belsdorf in there, and Cole Clark.
11:05 to go in the opening half here. Tigers with the football on the near right side hash mark. Strauss comes to the near right side. This Tiger football team, kind of like a little bit of a mash unit. They got a lot of players playing in different positions, a lot of injuries. Trips left, single receiver to the right. And the handoff goes straight ahead, and with the football is Daniel Hollins. Daniel says, let's run something else.
Yeah, there was four white jerseys on that defensive line just standing them straight up. Got number 12, Tate Howe, 51, Eli Alberry, 52, Cole Clark.
Kind of felt like an avalanche coming at him that time. Nowhere to go. 21-0 Auburn. The clock will run here in the second quarter. Strauss comes to the right side. Trips left. That's the wide side of the field. And the Tigers with quarterback Tate Wilcox in the pistol. Second and 9. Now he sets the team. Snaps the ball. And a throw down the field intended for Strauss. A lot of hand checking both ways. No call from the official. Probably a pretty good no call for what they were both doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of hand fighting, but that ball was kind of underthrown. Didn't look like a great pass, and the wind kind of messed around with it, but Ryland Belstoff in on the coverage. Running stripe for stripe with Strauss.
It's kind of interesting to look at the wind. You got the flags on top of the goalpost down here. The ones at the south end are headed out straight out to the south, and the ones out here on the north goalpost are kind of blowing at each other, which really I don't think can happen physically, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
All right, now third down and 9 for the Tigers. Single receiver to the right side. Now a little bunch set on the left. And running for his life is going to be Tate Wilcox, and he's able to get it out of there in the backfield. He gets up slow, and he got rolled up as he tried to get the ball away. And that would have been caught, and that probably would have been a big loss.
Yeah. Blake Allen, defensive line, or sorry, linebacker, coming in and putting a lot of pressure on Tate and bringing him down for an incomplete pass.
Tigers playing without John Craig tonight, their normal right guard. Playing without their center tonight, McAfee. Well, that front line is a lot of people in different places. Good snap on the punt. Oh, here it comes.
Man.
Got it away again. Fair catch called for back to the 35-yard line by Ryan Dalsworth. And Auburn had pretty good field position once again.
You know, Tate Wilcox is doing a great job punting, and he's getting some white jerseys coming on both sides of the end position, and he's doing great to get it away.
Yes. They are coming after that punt.
Hey, you mentioned the two seniors that aren't starting, but I have to give a shout-out to John Craig because his mommy I work with, and she told me to make sure to say Big John tonight.
Okay. Does she threaten you or anything?
Well, you know, she is the assistant principal.
I know. You could do without a job Monday. All right, straight ahead on the handoff for the Auburn Bulldogs, and the Tiger defense said not this time. Maybe a yard on the play that time, and that's about all the room they found that time.
Ball carried by number
great job there by Isaac Frederick and a whole bunch of other orange jerseys.
Frank Galicia, I believe that was on the carry, wasn't it? And now, where'd that flag come from?
Offside by Auburn.
So second penalty against Auburn. That'll be a five-yarder. Procedure call will make it second and 14 now from the 30. And quarterback back, Shaw looking, being chased. He's got a bunch of defenders. He throws it. It is caught. I know they call it incomplete.
Yeah.
Pass intended out there for Ryland Bellsworth. He went in the air. I thought he was going to catch it, but he got hit, and the ball popped out.
Yeah, he jumped up for that ball, and Isaac Frederick just hit him about the same time and knocked the ball loose as they came down to the turf.
Third down and 14 now for Auburn. They're going from the right to left for the north end zone here in this second period. Come over the football. Third and long is not really a situation Auburn wants to get into here. I'm trying to remember. They got Mason Schultz in the backfield. They throw over the middle on a slant.
Ooh,
and that pass to Bellsworth again, a little bit behind him. He got a hand on it, but had he caught it, I think he might have got broken half.
Yeah, Sokalski coming up, and that's one of those plays your defensive back looks to see. The receiver stretched out, not seeing what's coming, and Sokalski just lit him up.
We talked about a lot of injuries this season. We saw a play on a fly pattern 2 or 3 weeks ago over at Mound City. The young man, he's still out, that got hit when he went up to receive it. Here's the punt. Shorter this time, caught by the Tigers. A fair catch made by Strauss at the 44-yard line. And he still has a swollen spleen. How he got hit that hard.
That's scary.
You don't hear many injuries like that. So the Tigers have it at their own 43-yard line. First down and 10 with 9:11 to go in period number two. Auburn up 21-0. In the backfield for Fall City, once again, Daniel Hollins along with him. To the side of the quarterback, I believe, is Oberdeen. Snap it, hand it off. Collins trying to get to the outside. Got to the corner, and as he tried to move up, he got hit and dropped. I don't know if he got back to the line or not. He's going to lose. We're going to call it a loss of one.
All right, number Brenton Wenzel in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Second down and 11 now for Fall City. Tigers coming over the football on the left hash mark. Split two men, left side. Running back, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Wilcox, now he'll set the offense. Here's the snap. Option, Daniel, he gave the ball off, and running the left side is going to be Hollins, I believe.
Yeah, Hollins took it around that left side, and I think he was tripped up by the last Austin Levine over there on the left side of the line.
Got out to the corner there. He's across the 35 and out to the 36-yard line, making the 46-yard line, excuse me. So he'll pick up about 4 on that play. Now it brings up 3rd down and 7. This time coming wide to the near right side for the Tigers, Wyatt Oberdeen. Got a split man on the short side, the left side of the field. Strauss a tight end on the right side. Wilcox watching that back judge. He starts his count. Tigers will set. One thing with this offense, you know the Tigers aren't going to put anybody in motion. And the rush comes in. Wilcox gets away. Scrambles left. First down and, hit out of bounds.
Late
he got hit. I don't know if he was out of bounds or not, but he got hit hard and he went a long ways out of bounds.
Yeah, Tate Howe's putting the hit on for the Bulldogs, and again, they're going to call him for unsportsmanlike over there on that far sideline. But Tate doing a great job getting out of that the backfield there, because again, a lot of white jerseys coming up, and he just stuck a little bit forward and got it out to the left side and got your first down and an extra more.
Tony Jansen, the head coach for Auburn, is not happy with that call. Frankly, Troy, I'm not sure he's not right. I mean, he was right there, and I don't know that he got hit out of bounds. If he did, it was right on the line. They're going to tack on 15. So the ball is going to be moved all the way down to the 30-yard line. The play is underway. And now the Tigers get sacked in the backfield. That penalty fired up the Auburn defense.
Yes, it did.
Made in the backfield by number 59
in on the tackle, Braden Gertis for the Bulldogs.
The Tigers will lose 5 yards on the play. Nowhere to go that time for Hollins. Now it's second and 15, back at the 35-yard line. Isaac Frederick in a three-receiver bunch on the left side. Strauss one-on-one on the right side. And a snap back. Quarterback looks. Scrambles. Couldn't get away. Knocked down will be Tate Wilcox all the way back at the 44-yard line.
Wyatt Rowell in on the tackle and the sack for the Auburn Bulldogs, dropping Tate Wilcox a long ways back, about the 45-yard line of Auburn.
Well, the Tigers now have it third and 15. They're back where they would have been without the penalty.
There you go.
Except instead of needing 10 yards from there, they now need 25. Tigers break the huddle. Strauss going to the left side. Lone setback is Hollins. Trips right. Ball in the middle of the field. Tate Wilcox starts the snap. Gets the snap. Fires long down the left side. And it's a jump ball. And it is incomplete. They intended it for Strauss over there. He's 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah.
He had a chance at it. The defensive back was right in front of him.
Brenton Wenzel in on the coverage for Auburn, and again, he was in perfect position, directly in front of Strauss, made Strauss go up high, and again, the ball was thrown pretty good that time by Wilcox, but overthrow.
It brings up a 4th and 25, Fall City at the Bulldog 45-yard line.
Uh-oh.
Wilcox in punt formation now. Tigers, it'll mix up in personnel up front. Now they got the right amount of people. Auburn loading both sides with rushers. Here they come. Wilcox got it away again, and he angles this one for the side. It takes an Auburn falsely bounce, and it's picked up back inside the 10, and the return man is going to be knocked down back inside the 10 at around the 6 as Ryan Belsworth gave up yardage to try to get away.
Steven Fields getting all the way down there from his lineman position and wrapping him up and bringing him down for the loss. Or not a loss, but yeah.
Well, it was a loss.
It was a loss.
Where he caught it at,
man.
It was a loss.
Fields doing a great job there for the Tigers.
Their own 6-yard line is where Auburn will start this drive with 5:29 to go here in quarter number two. And they'll come over the football in the pistol. Turn, hand the ball off to Hug. He runs the right side. He tries to turn the corner. He broke out of a tackle. He's at the 30, the 40. He's got a man chasing him. He's at the 50. Still running down inside the 40 and taken down at the Tiger 34-yard line.
And I think Isaac Frederick stayed with him and brought him down eventually there. Frederick doing a great job coming up over and getting that direct angle of pursuit and bringing him down. So we got a flag all the way back here, it looks like, and we're going to bring it back.
That's a 60-yard run that's coming back.
A 60-yard penalty.
Wow.
Okay. Going off that, it looked like that running back out there shoved Frederick in the face mask, but I'm a long ways from it, but anyway, it is the foul on the Bulldogs and bring it back.
That's a half the distance penalty. It'll bring up a 1st and 13. 60-yard run comes off the board. So now first and 13 at their own 3 for Auburn. That was pretty successful. I'm not sure Hug wants to make another 60-yard sprint right now.
Yeah, we're going to get a timeout here.
So timeout by Fall City. 5:18 to go in the half. They're down 21-0 to the Auburn Bulldogs. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City here, and we get set in the 5 minutes left in the second quarter. For all you farmers out there listening on your combines, I got to give a huge thank you to Andy Dunn last night, helping Randy and I up at the Nebraska City game. Had a weird call on a defensive delay of game, but Andy somehow in his combine texted me.
Well, the combines run themselves anymore, right?
Yeah, so he's probably looking at his phones the whole time. Anyway, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of folks out there tonight in the midst of harvest because cold weather's coming, it looks like. Stay safe. Here's a snap into the end zone, the handoff going straight ahead and breaking away again. And this time, I don't think the Tigers are going to be able to catch him. And is that Hug again? I'm not sure. I don't think it is. I think that is going to be
Binder. Maverick Binder,
and I could not see his number. So Maverick Binder will go 97 yards with a touchdown. Ouch.
Ouch.
You're a Fall City fan, that's a big ouch right there.
Right up the middle.
Well, they had 68 yards rushing. He had 100. Yeah. That's 165 now. I know that's not exactly right, but they rolled 3 yards off 100. And this time the extra point, a little line drive off the side, but it crawls through there, and it's Auburn up 28-0. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City here in the second quarter. Farm Bureau Financial Services, your scoring recap. CJ Kintasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 5:04 left on the clock in the second quarter, Auburn scores again on a 94-yard run by Binder. Capped a one play, 94 yards. Campbell puts the PAT up, 28-0, Auburn.
All right, 5:04 left here in this first half. I'm counting bodies here, Troy. Here's the kickoff again by Campbell. This one's going to come down to the 24-yard line. And that's Oberdeen up across the 30, the 35, and knocked down at about the 37-yard line.
In on the tackle that time by Auburn is number 22, Riley Dickerson, freshman, getting in on some action here.
Going to spot the ball at the 38-yard line with 4:59 to go. Let's count the players on the sideline. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 players suited up, 13 on the sideline. That's
you were talking about Blakely Sales earlier.
Yeah.
He is suited, but no helmet on. He's got the stocking hat and the headset.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to play, probably. First and 10, and it's going to be Hollins across the play.
Hollins on the carry.
So, you know, the Tigers don't have big numbers. They got a lot of young players. They got about a quarter of the players down on that sideline. They probably got four or five down there that are hurt and can't play tonight.
Yeah.
It's a struggle for them.
Wyatt Rowell and Blake Allen in on the tackle. Yeah, like you were saying, there. It's tough to get your team moving when you're half of them are injured.
Class C1 football, and you've only got 14, 15 kids that can go in as backups. That makes it a rough time to get going. All right, here we go. Second down and six now for the Tigers from the 40-yard line. Pistol set, two back. Ooh, we got all kinds of movement. We got an offensive lineman 3 or 4 yards down the field. I saw a defensive player move, but it'll be procedure against the Tigers.
Doggone it.
Back on the play.
Yep. On the Tigers. Move it back.
We'll start on the Tigers.
So now it's second down and 11. Spot the ball back to the 35-yard line. But one thing, Troy, Tigers draw fans.
Yes.
They're a faithful group, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Again, this is, like you said earlier, last home game of the season, senior night. So everybody's out on a beautiful evening.
Strauss wide to the left side, way out there, trips to the right. And now it will be Wilcox looking, scrambling, throwing underneath, and off the hands of a linebacker there. Pass intended up the field there for Isaac Frederick.
Braden Gerdes. I think he didn't know how to catch that ball. It kind of hit him in the numbers, and he didn't know for sure what to do, and bounced off his shoulder pads and falls incomplete.
Third down and 11 now for Fall City. Wind picking up just a little bit. It's at the Tigers' back now. 4:02 to go in the second quarter. Clock is stopped with the incomplete pass, and here comes Fall City over the ball. Third down and 11 after the penalty on the previous play. Trips left, pistol set. One receiver on the right side. Wilcox back. He looks. He throws up the field intended for Strauss.
Oh.
And he got turned around. Turned to the outside shoulder. And incomplete. Pretty good coverage that time by the Bulldogs.
Now that pass by Wilcox was a pretty one. And again, like you said, Strauss just turned the wrong way. And the ball falls incomplete.
So Wilcox will go into punt formation again. With 3:56 left in quarter number two. Auburn has got eight guys looking to rush the punter.
They've been pressuring hard all night.
One man back deep there for the Bulldogs. Wilcox gets the snap. It's low, and he just got it off again. It's a pretty good punt. Hits in the 35, the 30, and what a roll inside the 20. They're going to have to catch up with.
Yeah.
It's inside and rolls dead at the 10-yard line. 55-yard punt for Tate Wilcox.
And Belsdorf learned from the last time, I don't want to take it off the bounce.
No. You might want to go up and catch it if you can.
Yeah.
That one took it. That ball rolled 20 yards.
Man.
Had a lot of momentum. So Auburn at their own 10 with 3:42 to go. But on the last series we saw, it really doesn't matter where they're at on the field.
Correct.
A 60-yarder called back, and on the next play they went 97 for a touchdown. So the Bulldogs over the football. Here we go. Trayvon Shaw in the pistol. Behind him this time is Hug. Hug moves from the left side to the right side. Shaw looking around. Something's up, Troy.
Yeah.
A little jet sweep gives the ball off, and Belsdorf goes to the right side. Ooh, he jumped up in the air, got hit, and his legs taken out from under him. He'll have a good gain on it, but he should have a first down, a gain of about 10, maybe 11 on the play.
Your safety again, Caleb Zulkowski coming up and getting the hit, putting him down.
He's had a good night on the defense, making tackles for sure. Back to pass, Shaw, he looks, he's got single coverage out here to the left, he's got all night, he's got a man behind, and a good recovery by the Tigers as the pass is intended for Binder all the way down to the Tiger 40.
Tate Wilcox broke on that one just at the right time. He's Auburn got behind him, and he came up at the right time and jumped and tipped it away.
That was close.
Whew.
So now it brings up a second down and 10 yards to go here for Auburn's Bulldogs. Tigers on the air next week on KTNC out of Raymond Central. Turn this time back to the running back. I believe that's Hug. And the Tigers take the ball away from him. The Tigers steal the football and into the end zone with Tate Wilcox. Wilcox, I don't see the ball drop out. I think he just stole it somehow. Well, fumble recovery, I guess we'll call it.
Yep.
Of about 20 yards for the Tigers to get him on the board.
There you go. I had lost complete track of where that ball was until you heard the crowd roar and you see Wilcox running down the left sideline, far sideline. So Wilcox in for the fumble recovery for the touchdown.
I'm going to call it, what, 20 yards?
Sounds good.
Tigers now man short on the extra point attempt. I'm going to try to boot it through here. Ready to go. The snap late and yeah. The kick is blocked. They mishandled the snap, and the extra point try, no good. 28-6, Auburn with the lead, back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jeff Brown Stadium here. Your scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. CJ Kintasha and Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 2:58 left in the second quarter, Fall City finally gets on the board on a fumble recovery by Tate Wilcox, returning it for 20 yards. The PAT failed. Auburn leads 28-6.
2:58 left in this second quarter. Bulldogs ready to receive the kickoff. Derek Helmick, I believe, kicking it away for the Tigers. Back deep for Auburn. Is that number four back there?
Looks like it.
Shaw. Ball picked off at about the 14-yard line. And straight ahead, no, that's Bellstorff.
Yeah, Bellstorff.
And Bellstorff comes up the field across the 30 and out around the 35-yard line where he'll be brought down, and it'll be Bulldog football, first and 10.
Alexander and Wilcox in on the tackle for the Tigers.
So the Bulldogs have it, first and 10. They'll spot it right on the 34-yard line. They've got 2:48 to go here in this first half. Leading 28-6. The wind, what there is of, is against him. Two receivers left, one to the right. Motion man going across the formation now for the Bulldogs. And right up the middle, the ball goes and out to near the 40-yard line. Once again, goes Tate Hug.
Looks like, again, you got Zolkowski on the tackle and Gilkerson this time.
We've got a hold against the Bulldogs.
Flag on the play, holding on the Bulldogs.
Last two runs for Tate Hug result in holding calls. So now it's going to bring up a first and 20, probably.
Yep, first
right
and 20.
Line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Coach Jansen will not be very happy. 1, 2, 3. I've got 5 penalties already on Auburn in this ballgame. So now first and 20. At their own 25-yard line. Two receivers right, one to the left in the formation. Hug takes the ball right up the middle. Hug is knocked down after a short gain from the 25 to about the 27-yard line.
Looks like that time we got Wilcox, Gilkerson, and Oberney.
Number two, Tate Wilcox.
Gain of a couple on the play, bring up a second and 18 to go. Bulldogs coming back quickly over the ball again. Spread out the formation. Three receivers. And now Backstreet showing a pass, and he's got a little room. Oh. He's going to load up and fire. The ball just dies in the wind. Holy cow. That ball started off like a thing of beauty. All of a sudden, the wind caught the nose of that thing, and it just dropped.
And he got up there a long ways. And as you said, that was 10, 15 yards short of the wide receiver. There was no way those two white jerseys were coming back to catch that.
I don't think a duck would even have been proud of that flight.
Wow.
And it's not Traven's fault.
No.
He did all good, but I think the wind must be blowing. The higher you go, the more it must be blowing.
Yeah, because the way
you
were talking about those flags on the field goal post, when you look at the American flag, it's hardly moving at all. But, yeah, the higher up, man.
All right, here we set them up. Third down and 19 now, or third and 18. Shaw back. Shaw looks. He loads. He re-pulls it back. Pulls it back. You're ready to fire now. Flag goes down. He throws it, and it is off the hands of a receiver at the 40-yard line. And we may have a holding penalty that occurred 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. We do.
Well, on that type of play, when the quarterback is scrambling back there for 30 seconds, there's got to be a holding penalty.
Right. Can't really blame the offensive lineman. I mean, the guy can turn away from you. The Tigers are going to decline that one. So it's going to bring up a 4th and 19. And Auburn goes in punt formation. Traven Shaw is the punter. Strauss, the deep man for Fall City, stands at his own 50-yard line. Now Auburn was missing a player on the offensive line in their punt formation. Now they're ready. A 4th and 18 of the 26, and the punt against the wind. He drives that thing over the pass, Strauss, and it's going to roll inside the Tiger 25, and Auburn will down it at the 21-and-a-half, 22-yard line.
I'm not for sure Strauss saw where that ball was going, the way he was moving out to the left, looking over his right shoulder. It just looked like he was confused on where the ball was.
Could very well be. Minute 38 to go for the Tigers here. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line. We'll see what Coach Jack Banger draws up here. You'd like to get something going, but you have to be a little bit careful. You don't want a bad play. Give Auburn the ball. They'll line up with the back of the backfield. That's Daniel Hollins with Wilcox. And turn, hand off, and Hollins nowhere to go. And I think Auburn's got three timeouts left if they want to use them. But up 28, who knows?
On the tackle that time by Auburn is number 71, Austin Levine.
Hollins on the clock stopped. So Auburn had to have taken a timeout, didn't they?
I don't know why the clock stopped.
Nobody went. Yeah, Auburn took a timeout. Okay, there they go.
Okay.
26, Auburn timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Jug Brown Stadium, stay tuned. We'll have the halftime information coming up for you here on KTNC. That's brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, far from debt. You'll learn more at highlandcc.edu. Our Peru State College Game of the Week tonight, Auburn and Fall City. Next week on Friday night, the Tigers again, the Peru State College Game of the Week. They will be on the road for their season finale out at Raymond Central next Friday night. All right, Tigers breaking the huddle on the sideline with Coach Jack Banger. Now we come to two receivers set on either side of the field. Wilcox takes the snap, drops, looks, gets away from it, complete, out across the 25. Oh, goodness, taken down hard. Tiger receiver at about the 27 or 28.
Number 12, Tate Haugen on the tackle there, doing a good body slam, driving and throwing him backwards.
Auburn takes a timeout again as the ball is short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and three. We'll take another 30-second timeout. We're coming back on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1:21 left in this first half. 17 seconds all this went off the clock in the first two plays of the drive. Auburn wants to get them stopped here, see if they can get the ball back here with around a minute or so to go in before halftime. Wilcox calling the count, two receivers either side. Pressure, throws it, complete for a first down. Out across the 30, they'll spot him right on the 35. 7-yard gain for the Tigers.
Brenton Wenzel in on the tackle that time for Auburn.
Collier for a Tiger first down.
Collier with back-to-back grabs for the Tigers now. The Tigers with a little hurry up here. They've got a couple of timeouts left. I believe they took one earlier, I believe. Now, first and 10. Oh, Wilcox back being chased. Scrambles, hit, and drop back inside the 30. He had nowhere to go. His only chance was to run straight forward.
Yeah.
And when he did that, they got to him from behind.
Wyatt Rowell in on the tackle that time for Auburn, your 250-pound senior.
Loss of six on the sack by the Auburn defense. That will probably change the Tigers' outlook on what they're trying to do here. The clock winding down at 30 seconds to go in the first half. Auburn up 28-6. Four receivers out in the pattern for the Tigers. Wilcox back, looking short. Throws to the outside, and that ball was close to being picked off right on the ground. And it's going to break to third down or fourth?
I think
third down.
Third. Maverick Binder in on the coverage there for Auburn.
So third down now and 16 for the Tigers. And again, they'll go with four receivers in the set. Jack Banner said, let's take a timeout and think this over. 19 seconds to go in the first half. The Tigers trailing Auburn. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
19 seconds on the clock. Coach Jack Banger is out. I didn't see that he took a playbook with him. I'll be interested to see what he's got in it with 19 seconds to go here on third and long. Tigers, a couple of good plays, gave up a sack. Like to get on the board again somehow. The offense has been the defense so far. The Tigers stole a ball and returned it for a touchdown from a running back earlier here in the second quarter. Trips right, single receiver to the left. The ball's on the left hash mark. Wilcox with Hollins behind him. We got more receivers. We got defenders over here, and there's nothing doing. They try to go to Hollins up the middle. And Holland is going to lose about 3 yards. Auburn takes their final timeout. The 14th go to make the Tigers try to punt it away. So it's now fourth down. We'll take another break and be back on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. Over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded. El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC. AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14 seconds to go in the first half. Auburn took the timeout, hoping to force Fall City a punt here. This game on our sister station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. Halftime at Rockport, Missouri on senior night. Rockport leading South Holt 14-8. Both those teams 4-3 on the year. Tate Wilcox in punt formation now for Falls City. Got two deep men back for Auburn this time. And here's the punt away, and it's a good one. Bellsworth caught it at the 35-yard line, gets to the right side. And he's taken down out across the 40, 45 with 3 seconds left to go in this first half.
Tegan Alexander getting in on the tackle. And a little help from the big guy, Stephen Fields.
Well taken by.
So Auburn at their own 48-yard line with 3 seconds to go.
Yep,
well,
48.
Let's see if Coach Tony Jansen has some trick play up his sleeve. Find out what he's got going here.
Fall City still got one timeout, though, don't they? If they
yeah, but you only
choose.
Got 3 seconds
yeah.
to use.
No, no reason to use it, but Auburn's zero, right?
Should be. All right, here we come over the football. They'll put trips left, single receiver right, and now Shaw unloads up the field, and it is off the hands of a Tiger defender, incomplete, and that will end the first half. Auburn Bulldogs 28, Fall City Tigers 6, 28-6 at halftime. Auburn with the lead. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time.
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up the night with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product. It's really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City here at Jug Brown Stadium. Your scoring recap of the halftime show is sponsored by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the first quarter, Auburn scores with 7:46 left on a 75-yard pass from Shaw to Belsdorf, completed a one-play 75-yard drive. Campbell put the kick up for a 7-0 lead. With 4:08 left in the first, 6-yard run by Haug capped a 3-play 18-yard drive. Campbell put the PAT in 14-0. In the second quarter with 11:12 left, 15-yard run by Binder capped a 7-play 48-yard drive. Campbell gets the kick up for 21-0. And with 5:04 left in the second, on a 94-yard run by Binder again, one play, 94-yard drive. Campbell with the conversion, 28-0. And with 2:58 left in the second quarter, on a 20-yard fumble recovery by Tate Wilcox, gets it in for the end zone, and PAT failed. It's 28-6 at halftime, Auburn leading Fall City. And they got the band out here on the field. John's counting on his fingertips, trying to get all the stats done. John, I've said this many a times to you. I don't know how the heck you do all that, but you're fabulous.
Thanks. We're going to be a while doing this, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check into the weather, see how cold it's supposed to get tonight and this weekend. Hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Welcome to today's episode of The Three Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Mandy Thaliber. We have a frost advisory going into effect during the overnight hours. Clear mid-30s, north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. As we head through the day on Saturday, we will see lots of sunshine, areas of frost early on, temperatures do warm to the low 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 42 for your low. On Sunday, we're expecting plenty of sunshine. Temperatures slightly cooler in the low 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 30. For Sunday night, clear, 31 for a low. Winds very blustery out of the north. Monday, much cooler, a high in the upper 40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 62 degrees.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime. Oh, excuse me, Greg.
You're fine. Take her.
Halftime at Jack Brown Stadium. 28-6, Auburn with the lead over the Tigers. Take a look at some of the halftime numbers. In the ballgame for Falls City, Tate Wilcox tonight, 4 of 8 passing, 31 yards in the ballgame. 2 catches for Mason Collin for 16. A catch for 7 yards for Daniel Hollins, and a catch for 8 yards for Wyatt Oberdeen for the Tigers. And rushing, Tigers being held down on the ground. 13 carries, 9 yards for Daniel Hollins. 5 for minus 3 for Wilcox, the quarterback. That throws in the sacks of the quarterback as well. Auburn's Tate Huggs, 6 attempts for 39 yards, 1 touchdown. Again, he had a 60-yard run called back due to a penalty. Maverick Binder, well, he had a pretty good first half. 3 carries, 117 yards. So he's averaging, what, 39 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns. Traven Shaw went 1 for 6 passing for 75 yards and a touchdown. That was on the first play of the game for Auburn on the offensive side. Bellsworth made the catch for 75 yards, and they are 1 for 6 passing, as we said, in the first half. So that's where we're at numbers-wise individually in the first half of tonight's ballgame. 28-6, the lead to the Auburn Bulldogs here at halftime. The Tiger marching band out there wailing away. We've got time for another two-minute timeout, and then they'll be back and they'll warm it up. We'll have the second half coming up here in a few minutes on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Jeff Brown Stadium to get another score at halftime tonight in Missouri Evening Football. Mount City leading DeKalb 42-26. We'll have Mount City next week. Mount City will be hosting Rockport. We'll have that game for you over on Sunny 101.3. Here it's 28-6 at halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs with the lead. Troy said next week's opponent for Fall City is tied at halftime.
Well, not at halftime, but close. Second quarter, Lincoln Christian and Raymond Central are tied at 14.
Well, the two teams are back out on the field. I think they're going to put three more minutes up on the clock here. I think we'll find out here in a moment.
They should.
Tigers out here warming up. Auburn over on the far side. And they put 3 minutes up on the clock, so we've got another 3 minute warm up period to go here. Don't forget Husker football tomorrow night on KTNC here. It will be Nebraska at Purdue, 6:30 kickoff, 4:30 pregame tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. Then on Sunday on sister station, Sunday 101.3, 3:25 kickoff, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills. So a lot of football still coming up this weekend. We'll take one more two-minute break. Be back and kick off the second half on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the Problem Solvers, El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the Problem Solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fire pit was made and donated by Air Lanco. Ready to roll here at Jake Brown Stadium with the second half tonight. 28-6 Auburn leads Fall City. Bulldogs will get the ball to start the second half here tonight as Fall City won the toss and took the ball to start the ball game.
Troy Lovenberg.
It will be Derek Helmick to kick it off here for Fall City. Bellstorff, the deep man for Auburn. And here's the kick. It's a low liner. It's going to hit and roll. And Bellsworth lost it. Now he gets back on it at about the 10-yard line. Up the field he comes to the 20, and tripped up and falls down at around the 23-yard line. That was an adventure.
Yeah, that ball took a good bounce and went through his arms, and he went straight up the field for about a 10-yard gain, and it looks like Keegan Alexander brought him down.
You know, if they would just make that football a more regular shape, it wouldn't do all that stupid stuff.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be fun.
Make it round or something. You know what it does. All right, here we go. Bulldog football. Traven Shaw, the quarterback, with a back on either side of him on first and 10. He'll hand it to Hug. He starts left. He cuts back into the middle across the 25 and out to the 28. A gain of 5.
Fields and Alexander in on the tackle that time for Fall City. Bring him down for about a 6-yard gain.
Well, my suspicion is still we're going to get a steady dose in the second half of the Auburn running back, especially Hug.
Yeah.
Second down and 5 now from the 28-yard line. Auburn splits a man wide to the left. Bellstorff out there, man near right side. And they drop the snap. Who's got it? I think the Tigers at least had it if they didn't get it.
Let's see. Yeah, the Tigers did it. Tate Wilcox comes up with that. No, Tegan Alexander comes up with that fumble recovery right there on the Tiger 27-yard line.
Second Auburn fumble, the second one they've lost in this ball game. Actually, the first was a theft by the Tigers. So the ball is at the Auburn 27-yard line. 11:04 to go in the third quarter. Two receivers right. And Wilcox turns, hands the ball to Holland, and he bulls his way forward inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line to pick up a 5.
We got 71 in on the tackle that time. Austin Levine, along with Wyatt Rowell.
Tigers pound straight ahead there. With the sacks in there, they were down to 19 yards rushing in that first half. Auburn, a lot of movement along the defensive line. Tigers with two backs in the backfield. Wilcox turns, hands off, and the back is hit. As soon as he gets the ball, and Holland has nowhere to go, he'll lose a yard, maybe two, on the play.
Again, Rowell and Clark in on the tackle that time for Auburn.
Loss of 1, third down and 6 now for the Auburn Bulldogs. For the Fall City Tigers, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Looked at the wrong side there. Bulldogs on the defense here after the fumble. 3rd and 6, Fall City. Ball's on the right side hash mark. Fall City going right to left toward the north end zone here in quarter number 3. 2 setbacks, 2 receivers left. Wilcox waiting for that count to start by the official. Takes a snap, drops, looks, flushed out, caught, got away from one man, caught again, and slung down all the way back at the 39-yard line, a 15-yard loss.
Tate doing a good job getting away from one Auburn lineman, but couldn't get away from the second one. Wyatt Rowell in on the sack for Auburn.
Now, Auburn's line of scrimmage has been good for them all year. Both sides of the ball, offense and defense. They kind of control the game, and that's helpful. The Tigers took the ball at the Auburn 27. They end up back at the 39 right now. And in punt formation is going to be Tate Wilcox again. Comes up to get the snap, boots it away, hits at the 15, and did that go out of bounds on the far side? No, touchback.
Strauss was running right along with it, and he just couldn't catch up to it to bat it back in the field of play.
So the turnover does not hurt the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll take over 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line with 8:52 to go here in the third quarter. The Bulldogs up 28-6. They get the... Got the ball set there at the 20-yard line. Okay, here we go. Officials looking for a ball boy. Can't find one. There you go. There he found him. All right. Now we're ready. Two running backs And it'll be a handoff and hug going straight forward. Runs out of one tackle, dragging a tackler, now two with him, across the 30 to the 31-yard line, a gain of 11.
A lot of orange jerseys there trying to bring him down. You got Wilcox, you got Gilkerson, Hollins, and maybe Overding in on that too.
Unfortunately, they're along for the ride on
that. Yep.
So Auburn's offensive line brings him up over the football. First and 10. And we have confusion in the backfield officially. Both running backs are looking at their wristbands. They've switched places two or three times. And now the quarterback keeps it.
There you
and
go.
T. Wilcox says, I'm just going to hit the deck. As that play, everybody but the two running backs knew what was happening in that play. They were confused from the time they broke the huddle that time. You got to kind of wonder what went on there.
Yeah, Steven Fields doing a good job coming up and getting the sack.
A loss back to the 26-yard line. Loss of five on the play. Now the two backs set. Handed to Hug. Starts left. Tripped up. Out to the 30-yard line. He'll pick up four. And he'll bring up third down and 11.
Gilkerson's going to trip him up at the line of scrimmage, but he's going to fall forward where Zane Ebel gets the hit and brings him down.
Third down, 11 to go. Auburn players looking to the sideline for the play calls to come in here. Now they huddle up. 7:18 on the clock, winding down here.
They're still confused.
Quarter number three. Dahlstorf goes wide left. Again, the running back's kind of looking at the quarterback. And now the quarterback going to throw it on a slant over the middle. Oh, Dahlstorf with another great catch. Down to the Tiger 40. That pass was on a line, and he put both hands out in front of him and hung on to it. What a great catch.
Oh, great throw, great catch. Daniel Hollins in on the tackle for the Tigers.
To the Tiger 38-yard line. And now Tate Hug runs the left side, and he'll move it from the 38 down inside the 35 to the 32. A pickup of 6 yards on the play.
Safety Zulkowski coming up and making the tackle again. Smallest guy on the field getting in there.
All right, here we go. Flag flies as the play goes up the middle. Brant Galicia on the carry. Sophomore gets in there, and it's going to come back, I would imagine. Another Bulldog holding penalty.
Tackle was by Daniel Hollins there, but again, it's a penalty, bringing it back.
So that will move him back here.
Also shout out
see where they spot the ball at.
Yesterday's district, top finishers were Miley Crawford in 19. And Riker McCall at 28.
Now we're set the ball at the 45-yard line. They have to get down to the 30, so it's second and 15 or a little more. And right up the middle go the Bulldog Bonkers. Galicia will keep it this turn. Galicia will take the handoff this time. And he will pick up yardage will bring a third down along.
Teagan Alexander and Isaac Frederick get on the tackle for the Tigers.
Well, Galicia picks up eight on the play. Now the Bulldogs over the ball again. Hug runs toward the left, cuts into the middle, inside the 35 to the 34. Very. Well, that's going to be fourth down at about five.
Steven Fields hitting him at the line of scrimmage and holding on and bringing him down.
Let's see where we come up with here. Auburn's going to line up and go for it on fourth down and six, we'll call it. They're at the, I'll call it fourth and five, somewhere in there. And Hug on the right side, blew his way forward. I don't think he got there. He ran the ball forward.
He didn't get it.
Hug is knocked down a yard and a half short. Got about four on the play, and that's it. Tigers take over on down, stopping the Bulldogs.
Fields and Helmick in on the tackle that time. Turnover on downs.
Tigers at their own 31-yard line, 5:13 to go here in quarter number three, trailing 28-6 to the 5-2 Auburn Bulldogs. Bulldogs win tonight. They're the district champs and will advance to the playoffs. All right, the Tiger with two backs, and it will be a handoff. Straight ahead with the football, again, is Hollins taking the handoff from Tate Wilcox. He'll be out to the 33-yard line. He gained about 2.5 on the play.
Cole Clark, sophomore, getting in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Tigers will bring two men to the near left side, split. Get a tight end on the right side and a couple of backs with the quarterback who's in the pistol. Here's the snap. Hollins on the right side, busts through the line this time across the 35, out to the 38 or 9 yard line. He'll pick up about 7 on the play, it looks like.
Seeing where Braden Gert is. That time bringing him down for the tackle.
Third down and 1. False, it's a long one. Third and 2, we'll call it. Third and 2. From their own 38-yard line. Quarterback under center this time. And a quarterback sneak. They try to go forward. That, I don't think that worked.
Nope.
They're a yard short on third and two. They got a yard.
They got stood up straight from the get-go and a lot of white jerseys shoving them backwards.
I'm old-fashioned, Troy. I don't like this rule change they made a few years ago where you can push the running backs forward. For years and years, that was a no-no.
Right.
And now, get a lot of yards, a lot of first downs that way.
Yeah.
Tigers go into a punt formation here on 4th and 1. Wilcox back with two deep safeties for Auburn here. Tigers got too many men on the field this time. Okay, he's off the field, and we're ready to go. Here comes the snap.
Oh,
and it's a fake. It's a throw. Good for the first down. All the way into Bulldog territory. Catch is made over there. Catch who the receiver was, Troy.
I think it's Frederick.
Frederick, okay.
Yep. Frederick with the catch and Winslow in on the tackle. But again, I was hoping they would do this sometime because the Bulldogs were pressuring hard all night long on that punt and they finally did it.
About an 18-yard gain right there for the Tigers through the air. And now they've got it first and 10, the Bulldog 43-yard line. Two receivers to the short side, the right side of the field. First and 10. Now the Tigers are playing that waiting game again. So the back judge starts his count. I understand
the
premise, Troy, but you're down
22
points. And now a handoff and hitting the backfield, getting away is Hollins. He paid for getting away, and he'll be dropped down for right up the line of scrimmage, it looks like.
Daniel did a good job tucking his shoulder and hitting the first lineman, but the second one come up. He just can't take on 500 pounds. Rowell and Levine in on the tackle.
Bunch of them there. So here we go over the football again. The Tigers right in front of us here. Near side, left hash. The receivers are on the near left side. Auburn, a three down lineman, a couple of defensive ends. Everybody up and a little back and a little bit of a shell back beyond the 40-yard line or inside their own 40. And now the snap back, hand off again. Hollins running the right side, gets to the corner, turns to the corner, ahead for positive yardage. He'll be inside the 40 and down to the 37-yard line, a gain of 6.
Looks like you got number 11, Maverick Binder, along with Tate Hogan on the tackle there.
Third down and 4 now for the Fall City Tigers at the 37-yard line of the Bulldogs. Four down territory, no doubt, for the Tigers here with 1:09 to go in quarter number 3. Split men to the right side this time. Wilcox waiting. Still waiting. Back judge for getting the count. There he goes. And now the Tigers will set. They have not been called for a delay tonight. Snap is a little high in the pistol. They get the ball back to Hollins. He runs the left side, and he'll be down right at the line of scrimmage.
Daniel trying to get up in the middle, and then takes it outside and decides, nope, I got to go back up to the inside, and not going to get a whole lot. Braden Girt is in on the tackle.
Now just a little bit of a high snap just throws off the timing of the play, and now it's fourth down and four for Ball City. Ball just inside the near left hash mark. And I think time is going to expire in the third quarter. The Tigers content to stay in there and go down to the other end of the field, start the fourth period. 28-6, Auburn with the lead after three quarters at Jake Brown Stadium. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats and Table Rock has deep Dan's Country Meats and Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding area.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
28-6 Auburn over Fall City, this Class C1 district game tonight. The Bulldogs trying to wrap up a district title with a win tonight over Fall City. Tigers trying to get their second win of the year. It's an uphill battle, 28-6, but Troy, that was a good third quarter.
Yeah. You know, and you look at what was going on in the first and the second. We come into the third, we thought, you know, the momentum would keep going Auburn's way, but the Tigers doing what they needed to do on defense.
All right, Tiger football, fourth and four at the 38-yard line. Wilcox calling the snap. Oh, goodness.
Man.
Running back went forward, and the left end ran across the line of scrimmage for Fall City. And that is a killer. That makes it fourth down and nine. Oh, goodness.
When three orange jerseys move and the center doesn't snap it, then, yeah, there's a problem.
Somebody didn't know the snap count. Could have been one of several players.
Yep.
Coach Bangert is a frustrated young man right at the moment. And he doesn't get that way very often. He knows what a young team he has and what an uphill battle they face. Tigers going to go on fourth and nine. Wilcox back. Unloads down the left sideline. It's up. And a big collision. The ball hits the ground. Incomplete. It'll be Auburn football on downs.
Again, great pass that time again by Wilcox, but two white jerseys back there to break it up. Galizia hitting the ball down.
Well defended.
Yep.
Give you a quick hint, and as the next time out, we'll try to get your defense
all right
in place for the night.
Tigers,
your hint,
back out there on the defense now.
Our song is by a country music singer. He's also not used for Friday night, he's more used to Monday night.
All right.
He's getting confused with the staff because he's junior.
Ready to go. First and 10, Auburn at their own 43-yard line. 11:55 to go. And what do we got now?
Got a whistle blown early here.
Stop the play.
Head umpire's talking to the quarterback.
No penalty.
Just
weren't ready.
Must have weren't ready. Yeah.
They just weren't quite ready, Troy.
Huh.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Feel that way a lot myself. Okay, here's a snap back. Shaw back. Unloads. He's got a man. And overthrows Maverick Binder.
Whoa.
Oh no.
No.
If I was Coach Banner, I would probably get kicked out of the game right now.
Yep. We're going to call
after
Pearl City.
The ball hit the ground, it appeared to me that the defensive back fell into Maverick Binder's legs.
And again, that was an uncatchable ball. It was 5 yards over his head. And again, the ball had already hit the ground, and the receivers just tripped over each other.
Maybe it's against Auburn, Troy. Was there some offensive pass interference that I didn't see?
I thought I was calling it on that there.
They did. They did. They're going to march off against the Tigers.
Yep.
I don't understand the call.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what I saw.
Yep.
And I don't understand that one.
Nope, they just tripped. The ball was uncatchable.
Literally, the ball had hit the ground before the Tiger defender fell into the legs of Binder. So now the ball's all the way down to the Tiger. Where are we at? Their 44-yard line. And here's Tate Hug running the ball straight forward. He'll move the ball from the 44 down to the 37-yard line and pick up a 7.
Lukowski getting him low, and Wilk Alexander hitting him high.
I always tell everybody it's a lot easier to coach and referee from up here than down there, really believe is true. Doesn't mean we get to see the same view.
Yep.
Tigers, we got moving along the line, no flags here. Running the right side,
Yep. Just
Hug, and he got hit, got away, and they give it to Maverick Binder, 11. Instead of 12, he runs the right side. He'll get a half yard. We'll give him a yard on the play. Bring up 3rd and 3.
Fields and Helmick in on the tackle that time, right on the line of scrimmage for the Tigers.
The Fall City had been shut out the two previous games. Their score tonight came on a defensive play where they swiped the ball from the running back in the second quarter. And now Bellstorff comes near left side. Straight eye formation, handoff Hug with a full head of steam, barreling forward like a bowling ball, down to the Tiger 29 and pick up a 7 and a first down for the Bulldogs. Good hard run.
135-pound junior, Caleb Zolkowski, just getting down low enough and hitting him to bring him down.
Tate's a 205-pound senior. He's a load, but he runs hard. Here's another eye set. Hug the ball again, left side. Pound his way inside the 25. And he'll be down at the 29-yard line, maybe the 24-yard line.
Zolkowski and Frederick that time teaming up to bring the Bulldogs down.
Second and 5. Hug gets up a little slow that time. Those runs like that, they take a little toll on you, even if you're the running back. Turn and give to the fullback, straight forward this time. I believe that's Brant Galicia. And Galicia's driven back. He gets down to the 20, ends up tackled on the ground at the 25-yard line. So bring up 3rd and 1 yard to pick up a 4.
Frederick and Zolkowski again, teaming up, pushing him backwards. Stopped him 1 yard shy of the first down.
3rd and 1 short yard here. Receivers either side of the field in the I formation. Hug straight forward, hit high, push backwards, got a momentum going again, and he'll have the first down to the Tiger 17-yard line and pick up a 3.
Fields hitting him first, but not holding on real tight, and he gets out of the arm tackle, and Zolkowski is going to bring him down, but not for the first down.
You should have been keeping track of Zolkowski's tackles. I mean, you said his name a lot.
I have. And again,
a lot.
135-pound junior safety getting all these tackles.
Well, the bad news is your safety's getting the tackles, but.
Exactly.
Straight ahead goes Hug, running hard right up into the middle, inside the 15, down to the 13. He'll pick up about 17 feet of about 4 on the play. Looks like he had a little more than that.
Frederick and Helmick in on the tackle. And what I love most about Zolkowski is she's showing his toughness because he is one of our lightweight wrestlers, and I love when he gets in there.
He might try to put some pounds on this year, though, now he's going to hit like this. Timeout call by the Tigers. They trail at 28-6 with 6, making 8:27 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8:27 to go here in quarter number four tonight at Jed Brown Stadium. Auburn leading the Ball State Tigers 28-6. I'm John Nixon, along with Troy Nelson, back in the studio running the show. Aaron Wisdom. Tigers break the huddle after they took the timeout. Second and six for Auburn at the Tiger 14-yard line. 13-yard line, we're going to call it. Auburn going for a district title here tonight. They break the huddle quickly, split a man wide right. And now they stand up and look it over here. Making the call, Traven Shaw under center. Turns, gives it to Hug again. And the Tigers spin him around and stomp him for a gain of one. Pete Hug is earning his keep in this ball game. The 60-yarder got called back on a hold. Since that, he's had some good runs, but he's picked to pick up some tough, tough yards tonight.
Fields and Alexander working together to get that tackle. And we're going to have an equipment timeout. Auburn's Tate Haug is going to have to leave the field. Like he's got a boo-boo on his elbow that's got to get taped up.
49 yards on the ground here in the second half. First half, Hug had ran the ball for 39 yards. All right, in the backfield, Binder, they fake it to him, they throw it over the middle, and Bellstorff jumps up in front of defender, catches it. Good for a first down at the Tiger 1 yard line.
Zukowski and Wilcox in on the tackle.
13-yard pickup on the play. And the Bulldogs over the ball quickly again. First and goal from the one. High set, turn, and the ball goes to Brant Galicia, I believe.
Yep.
And he's in the end zone, touchdown for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Bulldog touchdown.
So Galicia from a yard out.
In on the carry, Binder.
That was seven to carry it, right, Troy?
Well, I didn't see it real good there.
Thought it was Galicia. Yeah, he was a fullback. He carried it. Binder was lined up behind him. So in to kick the extra point try. Once again, will be the Bulldogs, and it's up, and it's a good long kick through the uprights by June Campbell. 35-6, Auburn with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jed Brown Stadium. We have our first score of the second half with 7:25 left in the fourth quarter. A one-yard run by Auburn's Galicia caps the 10-play, 57-yard drive. Campbell puts the kick in for the PAT. It's 35-6, Auburn.
Ready to boot it away, Jude Campbell for the Bulldogs. The Tigers had their deep men in there. The short end-over-end kick to the 25-yard line. Coming up the field with it and hit, and I think they got the face mask to Wyatt Overdame. He is hit and spins down at the 32.
Overdame on that.
Another flag against Auburn.
Flag on the play.
Talk to Coach Tony Jansen next week during the Auburn Coach Show, which we do every week throughout the season. And he's probably going to say we had too many penalties last Friday night in Fall City. I think I can pretty much hear that conversation right now. Ball spotted out at the Tiger 47-yard line. Now 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Tate Wilcox, running back on his side on the left, running back behind him in the pistol formation. All right, everybody's set. And here we go. Two receivers right side. That's the short side of the field. They give to Hollins. Stutter step, bounces out to the left side, and he'll have short yardage on first down, and it'll bring up second down at about 7 or 8, I think.
Got a lot of white jerseys there at the bottom of the pile. Eli Alberry and Cole Clark.
Tigers huddled up. Caught under 7 minutes to go now in the contest. Jackson Strauss splitting wide to the left side. Two receivers on your right side. Actually, it's a trip set on the right. Wilcox, the man behind him, looking, calling the snap. Back looks for Strauss on the slant. Comes in, makes the grab for short yardage, 4, maybe 5 on the play.
Good. Hug and Bolstorff in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Third down and 3. Tigers get 5 on the pass play there. Tigers break the huddle again, leading them up over the ball. Center, Kemper Foster. Again, two receivers on the right side, two backs. Quarterback keeper on the left side. Tate Wilcox takes off, and he'll be knocked down at the 45-yard line. A gain of 1 is going to bring up fourth down again.
Out there on that left side for the Bulldogs, it looks like we got Rylan Bolstorff in on the tackle.
A very young and inexperienced Fall City Tiger offensive line playing against a very veteran and larger Auburn Bulldog defensive line here tonight has certainly hampered the Tiger running game. Come over the ball, fourth down and 2. Two receivers right, quarterback under center, and here's Jack Banger call timeout from all the way up here. Timeout Fall City with 5:12 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:12 to go in this ballgame. Reminder, all of our broadcasts on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. mscsports.net. Click on the Listen Live button and pick the radio station or family radio station you want to listen to. Fall City took the time out to talk this over. Fourth down and a couple here. Tigers. Mason Collier in there. Also in there, of course, Wilcox at quarterback. Single setback is going to be Hollins. Toss it back. Hollins running left. Yeah. Got away from a man in the backfield. Gets to the sideline, first down, Fall City.
Hollins doing a great job over on the far side of the field, juking and jiving, and gets a pass the first down and a little bit extra as he goes out of bounds around the 40-yard line.
Picked up 5 on the play. The Tigers needed 2. A little bit of speed there that time. Made a man miss, got the first down. First down, 10 at the 40. 5 minute mark, 5:05. Here is the clock stopped on that play out of bounds. High snap. Wilcox back, throws a screen. It's up in the air, And he kind of hung his receiver out to dry. Hollins made the catch, but he got hit and dropped for a two-yard loss.
Hollins knew as soon as he caught that ball, I'm just going to go straight to the turf because I got three white jerseys coming up behind me.
So that one didn't work, and the Tigers behind the chains here now, second down and 12 from the 42-yard line. Tigers split a pair of receivers on the left. Double tights, two backs. And Wilcox, again, waiting for that back judge to start the count. Now, calling the count, takes the snap, turns, hands it off, and Hollins nowhere to go again. He'll lose back to the 45-yard line, a loss of three on the play.
Yeah, and again, five white jerseys getting the tackle, teaming up, doing what they need to do. So looks like you got Rowell and Hug getting the tackle.
Bulldogs are a pretty solid football team. Play one of their players that started early this year. We saw a Boys Town, Nixon Liguori, out with an injury. Not playing tonight. Not sure he'll be able to return at all. An ankle injury. Trips right on third and 15 from the 45 in the pistol. Wilcox, high floating snap, makes the grab to the quarterback, throws the ball up. It's tipped and in and out of the hands. We got at least one, if not two, flags flying.
Yeah. Strauss going up to get that over the top of Brenton Wenzel. And Strauss almost brought that down. But flags on the play.
Very close. And now the striped shirt gentlemen get together. And interference against Auburn. Another big penalty against Auburn here.
Just watching the defensive back by Auburn, he just picked that flag up back there on the 20-yard line.
You don't want to do that.
And
you take it to him, but don't throw it.
Yeah, he's taking it to him, but he picked it up, and I think before the referee was ready, but he, well advised, put it back down.
All right, first and 10 Tigers. The ball will be spotted now to the 30-yard line. 15-yard penalty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 penalties against Auburn tonight. One declined, but the Tigers back in the first half. And an option, and Hollins again. Oh, man. Just nowhere to go. He's going to lose yardage back to the 35. Loss of 5.
Braden Gert is doing a great job from his defensive line position, shaking off the blocker and taking Hollins down for a loss.
It's unfortunate for the Tiger backs. As soon as they get the ball and look upfield, they're just getting hit and nowhere to go. Tigers huddled up, second and 15 now. Break the huddle to the 35-yard line. Coming out here to the right side, Isaac Frederick split, trips on the left side, in tight. And a quick toss out there, and
this time,
Hollins had nowhere to go. They had a bunch of three receivers out there to block that play, and Auburn just blew it up. It's a loss of five more.
Well, from my spotting chart here, it looks like we got a new player in, Bishop Sharp, in on the tackle that time. But, again, I may be confusing a five with a nine. Maybe that's Braden Gertis.
Here. You're not as young as you used to be. Use those.
Well, you know, I said it last night. I got brand new bifocals. I should be able to see really well.
Maybe. After you get used to them, yes. Minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Tigers trying to tack one on, trailing 35-6 here to the Auburn Bulldogs. Trips right. High snap. Wilcox up to get it. Being chased. Being caught. He will be knocked down at the 42-yard line, where it brings up fourth down and 20. Or was that fourth down? I've lost track.
I think that was third, but Alberry and Levine in on the tackle that time.
Yep, Tiger football. Fourth down and 22 back at the 42-yard line.
minute 15. It looks like the Tigers are going to let her run down and take a timeout here.
Coach Jack Banner, his first year as a Tiger head football coach. And he's got work to do, and he knew that coming into the situation. Timeout, Fall City, trailing 35-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day, starting at 8 a.m.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
57 seconds left in this ballgame. I'm John Nicholson with Troy Nelson. Troy, I'm looking down here at some of the fans. And it's the coolest night we've had this season. A little bit of a breeze. But for the fans of teams that make the playoffs, they could be popsicles the way they're dressed tonight. Here, a couple, three more weeks to get their part of the playoffs. They'd be froze to death.
A good chilly fall evening here in the middle of October.
And not used to it yet.
Beautiful night, though.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful.
A very nice night. All right, fourth down for the Tigers, 22 yards to go from the Auburn 42. They will bring three receivers right, a single receiver wide to the left side. Hollins in the backfield with the quarterback, Tate Wilcox. Good snap. The rush is on. They throw it out. Oh,
that pass.
They call it a pass, but I think he threw it forward. And down the field it goes.
Oh, he got it
for the Tigers. By the Tigers over the top. That is Strauss with the catch from the 42-yard line down inside the 10 at about the 7 of 35-yard gain.
Oberding's pass to Strauss, and you heard it in the pregame show that Oberding, back in junior high in fifth and sixth grade ball, was a pretty good quarterback, so there you see it. And this is nice to see open up the playbook here and have some fun.
I think from our vantage point, that looked like a forward pass. Hopefully not. Referees didn't see it that way, so we're okay. No penalty. We don't need any more penalties in this ballgame in any direction. Now what are we doing?
There
side judge here. There we go. Okay, now we're going to start the clock. 43 seconds. Tigers trying to get in the end zone. And they go forward. Wilcox, quarterback keeper, and no gain on the play.
Tate hugging on the tackle there for the Bulldogs.
I think the Tigers are probably out of timeouts.
I think they're,
Second down and goal now from the 7. Wilcox toss it back, and they fumble it. Falling on top of the football is going to be Hollins. That is the first time tonight I think the Tigers have put it on the ground. They lose yardage back to the 10, loss of 3. Third down and goal from the 10. And they spike the ball, making it fourth down and goal from the 10-yard line. 4 seconds to go. That's about all they can do, I guess.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Now, we've got a lot of personnel changes. Are they going to try a field goal?
Well, is Helmick out there to kick it?
I think he is,
I think you're right, We're going to try a field goal.
Tiger offense has been shut out now for the last two games. Plus, their touchdown tonight came on a defensive score. Now we're missing somebody, or we got too
many. We got some confusion.
They don't have a timeout to take. The clock is stopped on the spike. All right, now we're ready. High snap. We got it down. The kick is up. And it's high. Woo! It goes a 27-yard field goal. 27-yard field goal and your final score, 35-9, the win for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're now 6-2 on the year. Falls City now falls to 1-7 on the season. Final score, 35-9. We're back after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed?
Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC Southeast Nebraska Communications offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium here as your game is final in Falls City. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. In the second half, there were only two scores. At 7:25 left in the fourth quarter on a one-yard run by Auburn's Galicia, capped a 10-play, 57-yard drive. Campbell puts it in for the PAT, for a 35-6 lead. And as time expires in the fourth quarter, a field goal by Falls City's own Derek Helmick, capped a 13-play, 36-yard drive to make the final score 35-9, Auburn. John, are you ready?
Bruce, I'm going to get Auburn improving with the win to 6-2 on the season, and they win the district title with this win tonight over Falls City. That gives them the district title and a official invitation to the Class C1 Nebraska High School Football Playoffs. Each of these teams with one more game to go in the regular season. Falls City at Raymond Central next Friday. You'll hear that here on KTNC. And Auburn will be taking on Nebraska City next week. Some of the numbers, in this ball game tonight for Auburn, Tate Hugg, the leading rusher, 18 carries, 108 yards, and a touchdown in the ballgame. Actually, leading rusher was Maverick Binder. Three carries, 117 yards in the first half, and two scores. Binder ran in the second half. I had him one for one, just one carry in the second half. But good night for him and a long touchdown run of 97 yards on the night. Tiger quarterback, Tate Wilcox. 7-12 for 52 yards in the ball game. And for Auburn, their quarterback, Traven Shaw, 2 of 7 passing, 88 yards, and one touchdown in tonight's ball game. So those are some of the numbers, but the numbers account. 35-9, Auburn with the win over the Falls City Tigers. So that's going to wrap it up. We will remind you tomorrow night, Nebraska Cornhusker football on KTNC, 4:30 pregame. 6:30 kickoff at Purdue. Then over on Sunday 101.3 on Sunday, Chiefs football, 3:25 kickoff as the Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills. Troy, any final thoughts?
Well, you know, I like to, you know, the final, well, maybe 5 minutes of the game, we kind of said it, they just got to open it up. And, you know, what else you got to... Nothing to lose.
Right.
Just opening the playbook up and trying to have a little bit of fun to finish the season.
Well, and then the Tigers have done, and the coach has done a pretty good job of that. I mean, as we said, we know it's going to be an uphill battle for the Tigers this year. They're very, very young and experienced. Only four seniors, only two of them could play tonight in this game due to injuries. So it's been a long season, but hopefully a learning season for the Tigers that they'll be able to take into the future and get this thing turned around. So for Troy Nelson and for our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from Joe Brown Stadium.